This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the coming months, President Biden is set to fill some key positions at the powerful Federal Reserve. Will the current chair, Jay Powell, stay in? There's also the Fed's vice chair for supervision, a job created after the great financial crisis of 2008. Behind that somewhat wonky title is power over big banks, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
The Fed vice chair for supervision is supposed to limit risk to the financial system and is basically the Fed's top banking cop, enforcing Dodd-Frank mandates like requiring big banks to have a sort of rainy day fund and submit to regular stress tests to prove they can withstand a crisis. But Karen Dinan, a former Fed economist now teaching at Harvard, says the law is vague.
And that's where there's leeway for the regulators as led by the vice chair for supervision.
The current vice chair for supervision is Randall Quarles. His term ends next month. Quarles was nominated by former President Trump, and he decided to roll back some Dodd-Frank regulations. Quarles spearheaded new rules that tell banks what they'll be tested on ahead of time. That did not make Dennis Kelleher happy. He's head of Better Markets, which advocates for stronger financial regulations.
If you're provided the questions to a test before you take the test, you're going to do a lot better on that test.
Kelleher would like whoever replaces Quarles to reverse that, but that wouldn't be easy. Any changes the vice chair for supervision wants to make to bank regulation have to be approved by the Fed Board of Governors, says Yale finance professor William English. He's a former Fed economist and senior advisor.
They can move the board in kind of the direction that they choose, but only so far, because in the end, the board's going to have a vote, and if the votes aren't there, the votes aren't there.
English expects whoever President Biden nominates for the vice chair for supervision job to try to move the board in the direction of new rules on how banks manage emerging threats like climate change.
So you want to be sure that banks, when they make loans, are taking appropriate account of the risks that they may face from more and larger hurricanes.
A White House official wouldn't tell me when President Biden will nominate a new vice chair for supervision, only saying the president will appoint someone who, quote, will be the most effective in implementing monetary policy. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.